こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。1個目、ユタ大学の不妊治療施設の医療技術者が患者の精子を自分のものとすり替えて受精させていた疑いが浮上しました。1990年代に同施設で不妊治療を受け子供を授かった夫婦が最近になって DNA 鑑定をしたところ、父親が夫ではなく不妊治療施設の従業員だったことが分かりました。この従業員は当時精子サンプルの準備を担当していたトム・リパートという男性で、すでに病死しています。リパートは1990年代に約1000組の夫婦の不妊治療に携わっており、他にも被害がある可能性が高いとして大学は調査を進めています。
A woman has found that her husband is not the biological father of their child following a DNA test. The couple underwent infertility treatment at Utah University's RTMI facility in the 90s. Tom Lippert, who worked in a lab at Utah University in the 90s, is suspected of switching the sperm of patients undergoing infertility treatment with his own. The university is now offering a hotline and paternity tests for families who believe they may be affected. It is estimated that Lippert interacted with as many as 1,000 families. So far, 15 have called the hotline.
いや、自分のってやばいよね。
Yeah, that's kind of sick.
Yeah, しかもこれをね、奥さんに自慢してたんだって。
Yeah,
なんかうちらの間では子供いないけど俺は子供他にいるんだぜみたいな感じで奥さんに自慢してたらしいよ、生きてる時。
I feel like she should have said something.
ね、なんかでも apparently he was like a reallybad husband、
yeah.
なんかあの別れるって言ったら殺すぞみたいな言ったりとかしてたから怖くて言えなかったんじゃない。 I don't know. でも1000組担当して
that's even worse. That means like the sperm that your kid did get was like this shitty asshole sperm.
そうだよね、本当だよね。これでなんかジョニー・デップのやつと交換してたとかのがまだいいよね。
It's What's like, the Johnny、Depp thing?
If it wasThe Johnny Depp sperm, then it's kind of like, oh, you didn't use my husband's sperm? Oh, but you used Johnny Depp's? Okay, みたいな。
Oh, this wasn't even a movie reference?
No.
It's just a Johnny Depp sperm reference?
Yeah, that I just came、okay. up with. でも1000組担当して、そのうちどれぐらいがこれやられちゃってるか全然まだわかんないらしくて。もう20年前のことだから。
A thousand is a lot.
Yeah.
And how many of these parents actually want to know? What is that moment when they're reaching for the phone? Like, should I call this hotline? Do I want to find out that my kid is not even, like, biologically my kid?
I don't know. 昨日、最近さ、あの、結構 DNA 鑑定の話、日本のテレビで盛り上がってんのね。で、あの、昨日もたまたま、あの、なんかそのドキュメンタリーっていうかニュース番組で、あの自分のお父さんと自分が血がつながってないんじゃないかっていうのを she starts suspecting、mm-hmm. であの DNA 鑑定をこっそりやったら it turned out her mom was like cheating on her dad で血がお父さんだったみたいな。 And then she was like talking about her own experience, like what, you know, how she felt and、
yeah.
and everything. But she was saying like なんかずっと気になってたからやっぱり知れてよかったですみたいな。
But this is a drastically different situation. This isn't like mom cheated.
Yeah,
this is some creepy
like,
weirdo in a laboratory.
Yeah,
just beating off into test tubes.
Ew! あ、え、そういうことか。
Well, no, I don't know. I don't, it's probably more complex than that. I've never worked in a lab. But if I had to guess a method.
Yeah, そうね。なんかそうだね、知りたくないかもね、もはやもう子供大きくなってるだろうし。
Yeah, this was in the 90s. This
is, 知っても得がない。
This could be like 94 or something.
Yeah, なんか知ってもいいことなさそうだもんね。
And then how does that affect the child psychologically if they find out that their biological father is this weirdo who did this?
知りたくないね、
確かに。 And that they have like 999 brothers. or systems.
そうだよね。何人いるんだろうね。
All these people are going to have to get together.
Oh my god.
In front of a bonfire on the beach.
What?
and do drugs.
What? 何の妄想これ。But yeah, it's really messed up. なんか世の中でもなんかさ、この不妊治療ってすごい大変だって言うじゃない？あの、痛かったりとかもするし、すごい頑張らなきゃいけない。それでやっとできたっていう時にさ、スパム取り替えられてるとか怖いよね。なんかそこかよって感じじゃない？
Yeah, I mean, not being able to have a kid like that, that's already like, wow, we're really unlucky.
Yeah.
We got screwed.
Yeah.
And then this happens, it's just like, wow.
ね。なんか What did I do?、Oh, wow. っていう感じ。いやー、ひどいよね。でもしかも本人が死んでるっていうところがね、なんとも言えないよね。
Yeah, that's
We can't punish him anymore.
That doesn't help anything.
ね。
Or maybe it does. I don't know.
むしろ生きててほしかった。He had to pay for this.
Why? Then he just would have done it to 1,000 more kids probably.There'd be
If
like a
he was
million.
Still doing the same job when he died,
he'd yeah. find some other way to fuck something up.
Maybe. I don't know.
He wouldn't get a job where he wasn't beating off into test tubes.
これでもそんな簡単にできちゃう。まあでもだってバレないもんね、一人でやってたら。Right?
Yeah, how would you know?
で、だから今でもやろうと思えばできるっていうことだよね、その仕事についてる人が。ってわけじゃないのかな。
Well,
でも昔だからもっと適当だったのか。
い
や、そっか。昔だからか。怖いね。だから昔や他の大学とかでもやってた人がいたかもしれないよね。そしたら、
for
right?
Sure, for sure.
Besides this、
totally、
Utah、
possible.
University.、
Yeah.
そう考えるとわけがわかんないね。I don't know. This、なんかこの親子関係、血がつながってると血がつながってないでさ、you know, like あの今さ日本の なんだっけ元ジャニーズみたいな人ニュースでやってたじゃんずっと。
Who?
This, なんか元アイドルみたいな、なんか人が So he came out, he did a press conference and told people that it turned out his son was not his、mm-hmm. but he was raising him and the son is like 16 years old or something like that、
mm-hmm.
and he's accusing of his ex-wife of like, you know まあ違う人と子供作ったことで、それをなんかそうやってみんなの前で it has become this like gossip thing and the son is 16 so people are saying like well like did he really have to you know publicly talk about it みたいな、なんか子供がかわいそうじゃないとか。 So
well, he I mean we don't know what he said to the kid separately or how the kid feels about it
Well, the kid actually came out and he did an interview with a magazine、saying that it's all bullshit and he's actually his own child. So it's all really messed up.
Well, he's biased.
すごいドラマ、yeah.
He's extremely biased.
すごいドラマだから。でもなんかその、しかもその理由が、あの、その DNA 鑑定をした理由が、なんか息子の精神状態が安定してないから、みたいな。It's like,
Well, was
like
it?
You're raising your son and then you start feeling like, oh, maybe we're not related because I don't understand him. And then you actually do DNA test. That kind of sounds like, I don't know. I was just like, eh? そんなことあるんだみたいな。
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure you could tell.
You can tell what?
You can tell if someone's not biologically related.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think in most cases people can't tell, janai.
I think in most cases people can tell.
Really?
Well, yeah, if it's your brother or your sister or something like that.
Like a while ago I read that なんかイギリスで25人に1人ぐらいは血がつながってないみたいな。Like accidentally.
That's really high.
Yeah, 意外と高いんだって。だからみんな気づいてないんじゃない？やっぱほとんどの場合は見た目じゃ分かんないんじゃない？
Do these mothers know most of the time?
だから分かってる時と分かってない時なんじゃない？なんかあえて分かってない、なんていうの？
I don't know which is worse.
いや分かってない方が結構やばいんじゃない？逆に、like, oh, I was sleeping with these two men at the same time. I can't even tell. みたいな方がちょっとやばくない?
Both situations were sketchy.
あ、でも分かってる場合も浮気相手として子供できちゃったからできそうだから I have to have sex with my husband now. みたいな to make the alibi.
That's such a selfish, crazy selfish secret though.
ね
It's so extreme.
ねなんかそれ
and then to hide that for 20 years, 30 years,
even
or
more,
forever.
Yeah. And to see your husband like 普通に
That's such a burden to take upon yourself.
ね、本当だよね。
to keep that kind of a secret.
確かに、自分にね、
What a shitty decision.
そうだね。自分が大変だよね。
It just sucks for everybody.
絶対できないな、それは。確かに。Yeah.やられる方がまだ 楽じゃない?そういう意味ではずっと知らないから
It depends how good she is at keeping that secret.
That's true. That's true. ずっと怪しかったら嫌だもんね。
yeah.
Okay. ドイツブランデンブルクのトレビンという町で裸でできるハイキングコースの設置場所探しが難航しています。設置予定だった場所が普通のハイキングコースとしてすでに人気があったためそこに裸の人が混ざると問題だとして却下されました担当者は新しく設置するコースは1年を通して裸でハイキングできるようにする期間限定ではないところが重要だとコメントしていますトレビンの役所は2015年までに裸 OK のハイキングコースを設置するとしていましたが間に合わなそうだということです
Trebin, a town in Brandenburg, Germany, is having difficulty finding a location for their third designated nude hiking trail. A local newspaper stated that the decision may be delayed until 2015 as nude hikers grow impatient. Planners are saying that trying to set fixed times won't work and that most trails under consideration would lose a significant number of visitors if converted to permit nude hiking.
Oh, I love Germany.
Do you also love nude hiking?
No, したことないよ。でも裸好きだよね、ドイツって。なんでだろう。なんでだろうね。裸、あの、この裸でハイキングしてる写真見たことある、ドイツの。
No.
超かわいいよ。なんかおじさんたちが、あの、裸にリュックしょって、登山の帽子とかかぶって
Why are you surfing nude おじさん hiking pictures
わざわざ探してるわけじゃないけど It's really popular It's really popular And あのこれ
Looking at pictures or the hiking?
What? the hiking
Okay
あのこのブランデンブルグのトレビンにできたらドイツで3カ所目の裸のトレッキングコースっていうことらしいんだけどあの前も言ったけどドイツはあのミュンヘンの公園とかも裸になっていいっていうあのルールがあったりとかあと結構最近さあのドイツ人がスイスにトレッキングしに行ってそこで裸になっちゃうからスイスが怒るみたいな
Oh, so it's not okay in Switzerland
No, it's not But German people go there and 普通に裸でハイクしちゃってスイス人がなんだこのドイツ人はめめめみたいな感じ Would you do it?
No. No. Why?
なんかさすごい開放感
I don't even like hiking in like short sleeves because you have like、
What?
leaves and stuff that scratch your arms
No,
and...
hiking in Germany is more like なんかもっと広いんじゃない It's not like 山登り in Japan So
It's 広い
なんかもっと
It's not forests
ハイジみたいな感じ
It's like Lord of the Rings hiking
Kind of. Well, not そこまでじゃないけど、でもっと開けてる感じだと思うよ。山、なんか草原みたいな。だから、開放感があるんだよ、すごい。
So, Thin Red Line and Lord of the Rings, where are we on the spectrum of hiking?
その間くらい。
In the middle?
うん。
That's still pretty dense.
そうだね。Jurassic Park?
That's pretty dense.
Is it? え、結構広場みたいなのあったじゃん、草原。
Well, Jurassic
あんな感じ。
Park isThey have all kinds of scenery there.
Anyways, あの、あ、そうだから公園でもで、これ本当のすっぱだから、だからパンツも履いてないから。それに靴下履いてんの。うん。
So you just have backpacks and a hiking stick and
socks and shoes.
Okay.
Some people do it barefoot, I guess, but most people wear ちゃんとした trekking shoes.
What's the point?
いや、開放感。Like, わー。みたいな ブラブラブラブラみたいな。
I can understand like climbing to the top of something and then getting naked there. And then putting your clothes back on and then like hiking to the top of a mountain and climbing into an onsen.
That's kind of fake.
And then hiking back down with your clothes on.
Yeah, like,
that's okay to me.
プロセスも楽しみましょうっていう。だからこれハイキングだから山登りみたいにゴールがないじゃん別に。It's not like このトップに行くわけじゃないから。You're just walking.In this mother nature.
Yeah.
なんか可愛いのちょっと写真見てマジ裸にリュックだからおじさんたちが。でも女の人もいるんだよだからもう丸出しで。
It is kind of strange that we're so uncomfortable when we're completely naked, but everything else is completely naked and it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not a big deal.
Chimps are naked usually.
Yeah.でもさ、人間みたいに、人間ってお腹丸出しじゃん。
Yeah.
So your boobs and your sexual organs are all 丸出し。But other animals, 大体こう四つ足になってるから大事なとこ隠れてるじゃん。だからまだいいんじゃない？こう人間みたいにさ、もうお腹と性器丸出しみたいな動物いないじゃん。
So you're suggesting that we walk around on our hands and legs, like all fours.
それはそれでちょっとだから毛がジャングルだったらだからまだマシ。
Animals don't care if they're naked, even if they're upright.
まあね、確かに。
Like bears don't stand up and then
cover their
genitals or anything.
それ可愛いね、想像したら。
I don't understand what point you were trying to make.
I don't know. Well, it's just that 危ないじゃん。すぐアタックされちゃうじゃん。
It doesn't matter whether I'm standing or crawling. If a bear attacks me, I'm dead. It doesn't make a difference that much. We're super weak compared to all these other animals. Like a small fox
I mean, like,
would kill you.
Like, no, I mean like bears' dicks are not really hanging out.
Why are you focused on these on the bear's dick?
Well, because humans' dicks are hanging out, だから隠さないと危ないじゃん。
Everybody's dicks are hanging out.
Like what?
Like all these animals.
でも大体みんなもっと隠れてない?
But I don't think that matters. I don't think that has anything to do with us being uncomfortable. I'm saying we're uncomfortable in the sense that we will die and that our skin will get damaged and all of a sudden, like we just...We have to do so much to maintain ourselves. We don't take a bath for like 3 days and we're super uncomfortable.
So, ne, we're just spoiled. Right?
So, isn't this nude hiking pretty uncomfortable? It seems like it would be.
Not for them. Not for these nude ramblers. なんかこっちの方が気持ち、なんか慣れるらしいよ、でも、だから。
You know those,
その公園とかもそうだもん。
They have those weird...Not endurance races, but obstacle courses and stuff, like Tough Mudder, and that other one. What's the one that they have here?
Oh,
Warrior Dash.
Ah,
yeah.
Hi. 障害物競争みたいなね。
Yeah. They should just have a nude version of that.
Eh?
If you really want to get into like nature.
痛いじゃん。That's kind of だって結構激しいじゃん。
Yeah.
それはなんか着てないとだってかすり傷
できちゃう。But I feel like that'd be a good test of whether or not humans can actually like do stuff in the wild without clothes.
やろうと思えばできるんじゃない？なんでこんな真面目に ？OK。まあでもね、裸でだからハイキングしたい人がいたらドイツに行ったらできますっていうことだよね。
So you can't do it here.
Here? No.
Can you even hike shirtless here?
日本ってさ、shirtless うるさいっていうか厳しいよね。
Yeah, if you,
すぐ怒られるよね。
In Hawaii, it's just whatever.
Yeah. ハワイだけじゃないよ。あと中国行くとさ、
even
みんなお腹出してる。
Japanese people are like whatever in Hawaii. I see Japanese people just walking around with no...
Yeah,
そうね。Or if you go to Inaka, I see old people riding around on mamachari with no shirt.
Here?
No, in Inaka.
Oh, in the States?
No, Inaka.
In Japan?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.あ、そう。日本あんまり見ないね。なんかお店とか怒られちゃうし。
お
まわりさんになんか言われるかな。They probably will. If you're shirtless in like Shibuya とか。
I don't know if this is an official rule, but I feel like as long as you're within 2 kilometers of the shore, you're good. Like, you can walk into a Denny's near, like...
湘南とか?
Yeah, 湘南. You can walk into Denny's with no shirt on, and it's like, oh.
Oh, maybe they're okay.
But as long as you're, like... As soon as you're 3 kilometers inland, it's like, whoa, what
yeah.
are you doing?
Yeah, that's true. でも、海じゃないと脱いじゃいけないっていうルールないのにね、別に。Like, you can get tan yeah. anywhere anyways.
Can you?
Yeah, like, you can go to a park and just lie there. Right? So, you don't have to be at the beach to
But
be shirtless.
But if you go to Sentagai.
So, だから渋谷とか恵比寿とか。
バスケットボール。Street, or
oh my god.
Whatever, and you take your shirt off, you're going to have a problem. Right?
Yeah. Basketball street.
What about people that paint their boobs? And that's okay.
あれ多分ダメでしょうね、日本は。わいせつ物陳列罪じゃない?
You can't just paint your nipples? And
いや、ダメだよ、多分捕まるよ。
See, I think that makes more sense.
What makes more sense?
Because in the States, if you paint your nipples, then all of a sudden you're not naked and you can go outside.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah, they do that body paint, right?
でもさ、Janet Jackson のニッポルスティッカーは超ダメじゃん。
It was too early. She had to wait like 5 more years before that happened.
あ、そう? That's weird. あ、そう?
But you can't like paint your balls. Like that's not you can't just paint your dick and balls and walk outside, you'll get arrested.
That's double standard, janai?
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
Boobs wa ii kedo dicks wa dame nanda. Sore otoko mesen janai?
It's too 3D.
And boobs datte 3D jan. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, but women have been working their way up to this nipple showing moment for a long time. More and more cleavage.
まあ、cleavage 確かに出てる。
More and more and more. More pushing up. More arranging. And
まあ、男 balls 半分出して cleavage みたいに歩かないもんね。
There's no starting. We can't show a little bit of ball and work our way up. There's like...
little bit
just
of
like,
ball.
You can show... I don't know. Let's move on to the next...
何の話?
The next subject.
はい。学会誌プロスワンに歩きスマホの危険性を訴える論文が発表されました。オーストラリアで26人の男性に1回は普通に、1回はメールを読みながら、最後はメールを打ちながらまっすぐ歩いてもらう実験を行いました。メールを打っているとまっすぐ歩けない上、手元を安定させるため上半身をあまり動かさず不自然な歩き方になっていることが分かりました。きちんと歩くことよりもメールを打つことが優先されてしまっているとのことです。オハイオ大学によると2010年に歩きスマホが原因で緊急治療室に運ばれたのは1500人で、2005年の2倍です。
An academic journal called PLOS One, PLOS One, recently published a study on text walking. The study involving 26 male participants found not only that people could not walk straight while texting, but also that their posture was unnatural and unhealthy. This occurred as users would stabilize their upper body in an effort to facilitate stable texting and reading of text. According to Ohio University, text walking was cited as a cause for 1,500 hospital visits in 2010, twice the number of hospital visits caused by text walking in 2005.
最近多いね、この歩きスマホが危ないですよっていう。
It's funny that you picked this because this happened to me yesterday.
え?
Now I was
まさに?
I went snowboarding yesterday.
はい。
I'm so sore. I feel like death. But I was on the lift. The very first time I got on the lift.
Yeah.
I was on the lift by myself. And I was just on my phone.
Lift smaho.
See, the thing is, I had my brightness turned all the way down.
Right.
Because, you know, you're on the bus and it's a long day. So your battery might die. But when you're outside snowboarding, it's so bright. So I had to turn the brightness back up. So I was like messing with my phone to try to turn the brightness up, but the screen was so dark that I couldn't see the brightness adjustment. So there was no way for me to find the little ball to drag. Anyways, so I was messing with my phone, and then the lift got to the top, and I didn't realize. And then so my board was like getting dragged underneath the lift. This is like the first lift ride. Yeah, so I almost ate it. Almost.
Wow.
I didn't eat it, for the record, but I almost
危ないね。
Yeah, that could have been way worse. I could have had my leg snapped off or something.
歩きスマホどころか、スノボスマホとか、リフトスマホとかいろいろあるね。
リフトスマホ is dangerous. Because right after that, like two runs later, I saw this girl. She did actually get her board stuck under the lift. And she got like carried under the lift
chair. Oh my god, 怖い。
Yeah, like around a little bit. And then they stopped it.
それもリフトスマホ？
それもリフトスマホ。
やばいな、リフトスマホ。
So I was like, wow, I'm so lucky that didn't happen to me.
ね、怖い。
Because I did the same thing.
ね、今からずっとね、スノボシーズンだけど、皆さんじゃあリフトスマホはやめましょう。でも歩きスマホやってる普通に。ダメだよね。
ダメ。
やらないでも。
I don't really do it that much, actually.
Really?
On the train, when I'm standing, I use my phone a lot. But while I'm walking, I don't really like doing it. Unless I'm looking up the 乗り換えとか。
ああ。
それでも危ないよね。
いや。なんか見ちゃう。メールとか来たら、あっと思って。そんな緊急のことないんだけどね、別に。It can't wait.
Yeah.
なんかよく考えると全部そうだよね。そんな急がなくていい。別に今じゃなくてもいい。
Yeah, there's so many people that film and take pictures of absolutely everything too.
Yeah, 確かに。
Absolutely everything. Yeah. You don't, like,
女の子ね、特に。
There's nothing you're doing in your life that doesn't involve you standing there with your phone in your hand like an
yeah.
idiot.
And it's, そうだね。
I think it's really bad in Japan, actually.
いや日本本当すごいよ。だからヨーロッパとか行くと言われるもん、日本人って写真好きだよねって。だ観光客が何でも写真撮ってるの見てるから、日本人イコールカメラみたいな、すごい言われる、いろんな人に。
Yeah. I don't like that.
好きだよね写真ね。まあでもだから
That stuff bothers me a little bit.
あのレストランとかもたまにさ、あのちゃんとしたとこ行くと最近あの携帯禁止みたいな、
Really?
撮影禁止みたいな、うん、書いてるとこあるから。まあ作ってる人もね、写真撮ってないでさっさと食えよ、冷めるだろうみたいな。
It kind of kills the mood. It kills、yeah. the mood, or it kills the it just makes it like a I don't know. Is your life so important that you have to document every little second? You know?
Yeah. Or なんかちょっと distracted な感じになっちゃうもんね。 It's likeLet's say you're
looking at the screen that's showing you what's happening. You're not even seeing what's actually happening、
ね、
right in front of you.
なんかさ、プロポーズの時とかさ、なんか Will you marry me? みたいな感じで、なんか指輪とか出した時、女の子が Hold on, hold on, just let me take a picture of you みたいな。嫌だもんね。It just ruins everything.
Yeah, fuck off. We can just we can pretend and take a picture later if you really want a picture、
ね、
of what it looked like.
そうだね。そうなんだよ。
But pictures, it's like pictures almost cheapen events now.
I guess. Yeah, because there are too many
pictures.
It's
like, oh yeah, I saw that on YouTube. It's like, oh yeah, you know, things start happening in real life that you've never experienced, but then you experience it for the first time, but that the novelty has kind of been robbed from you because you've already experienced it in some stupid...
There are other people's pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Surrogate way like that.
そうだね。残念。まあだからなるべくスマホ、なんかこうスマホ依存とか携帯依存とかネット依存とかも最近言われてるじゃん。なんかこうずっと携帯見ちゃうとか、もうずっとパソコンの前にいるとか、あんま良くないよねやっぱ。 I try to stay away from my phone. なんか意識してるときは。でも It helps because I have a cat. But if I lived aloneで、テレビとか何もなかったら確かに携帯見ちゃいそう。
There's people that are on their phone while they're watching TV, for sure, like、
oh, yeah.
all the time.
I do that a lot.
Like you can't, there's no such thing as even just watching TV anymore. You have to watch TV while you mess with your phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to do this while you mess with your phone.
Yeah, そうだね。
You cook while you mess with your phone.
Yeah.
You use the bathroom while you mess with your phone.
そうだね。
It's the same.
常にだよね。お風呂入ってる時とか、もう見てるし。God, it's so bad.
Yeah, that's weird. I consciously made that decision yesterday. to not have my phone. Yeah, I was thinking about that a little bit. So I was so sore from snowboarding, so I wanted to take a bath, but I consciously made the decision not to take my phone.
Ah, okay, okay.
I was just like, no, I'm not gonna.
でもその方がリラックスできるんだよね。
Yeah, you're not even relaxing.
そうなの。携帯見てるとね、ガーッなんかメール見たりとか、でなんかストレスの元のこととか思い出したりとかして。
It seriously might as well just implant this phone right into your head. Just get it over with.
むしろ逆に。
Yeah.
やだよ。Well, まあとりあえずね、でも歩きスマホとかこう人に。危害を加えちゃうこともあるだろうかね。子供ぶつかったりとかさ。
The texting while driving is the worst.
あ、まあそれはね、
絶対。It's so bad, and I know people that do it.
Really?
Yeah, and I will snatch that phone right out of your hand if I'm in the passenger seat. It's like, no.
怖い。
I'm either walking or put that shit away.
Yeah.
That's really sketchy.
携帯はね、日本どれぐらいやってる人いるのか、あんまり見ないけどね。運転中に携帯、まあダメだし。
I feel like a lot of people do it in Osaka.
Really? Did you see that a lot?
When I was in Osaka, I saw a lot of people texting while they were driving.
Oh.
I don't really see it in Tokyo that much, but I do see it.
Oh yeah.
People are doing it, yeah.
Oh, I'm not really paying attention. I'm not really looking at people who are driving, especially when you're not driving.
I do because they piss me off by doing something stupid. And I look, it's like, who's this asshole? And then he's texting. And I'm like, what?
わかりやすいね。
Or doing makeup while driving. I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね、マスカラとかね。
Doing makeup while driving?
危ないよね。いや、だから自分が怪我するんだったらいいけどね、別に。それで誰かほら、引いちゃって死んじゃったりとかしたらもう本当に最悪だから。
What if my exes would do everything while driving? Text, makeup,
multitasking,
flip-flops.しかもマニュアルトランスミッション so it's like
怖い
what?
怖い、yeah. どうやってやんのそれ
I don't know I just would、wow. curl up in the seat and just hope we didn't die
wow I hope she's not gonna run over anybody
yeah me too
はい
I hope nobody runs over anybody
そうだね
Stephen Hawking has proposed in a short paper that black holes need to be completely redefinedCurrent theory on black holes explains that no energy or information can ever escape a black hole and its infinitely dense core. This contradicts the principles of quantum physics that suggest that this energy and information can escape. Stephen Hawking in this paper suggests that black holes do release this energy and information back out into the universe, but in a garbled form.
物理学者のスティーブン・ホーキング氏が宇宙のブラックホールの定義を根底から覆す必要があるという小論文を発表しましたホーキング氏はこれまでエネルギーや情報はブラックホールを通り抜けられないとされてきたが量子力学上では実際可能であるという矛盾を示しました彼の推論ではエネルギーや情報はブラックホールを通り抜け別の形となって空間に解放されるとのことです What why?
yeah He's a smart dude.
Yeah.
Do most people here know who Stephen Hawking is?
知ってるでしょ、さすがに。Stephen Hawking は有名だよ。
Yeah, he's so famous.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
I wish I could do his voice. I don't know if it's rude or not, because it's not actually his voice.
It's probably rude.
yeah, you're
probably rude.
You're probably right.
Well...What does this mean?
It just means that we...
だからなくなっちゃうわけじゃないってことだよね。今までそのブラックホールに入っちゃうと、もうなんか、
They're definitely there.
そこにとどまったままなんかなくなっちゃってるみたいな。
We have to redefine what they are.
Right.
Because right now, the mainstream theory, well, up until now, has been that...light and all these other things can never actually escape a black hole and that once you reach a certain threshold for mass then it's just infinitely collapsing in on itself and that nothing gets out but recent work in quantum mechanics
right
says different
じゃあ入ったら違う形になって出てくる
yeah
So
I That's go what in, Stephen Hawking is saying.
I go in as mommy and I come out as
Chihuahua.
ひどくない？なんか超ちっちゃくなってんじゃん。でもそういうことでしょ？まあ要は。
Yeah, but not necessarily in organized form when you come out.
あ、ぐっちゃぐちゃになってるかもしれないってことか。
Probably just as
just
you probably just come out as energy, as radiation. That's what Stephen Hawking is saying. They're saying garbled form, but I'm assuming that that release of energy and information will come back as radiation, which is just energy.
That's kind of boring. Naka, I want it to come out as some material.
But it seems like there would need to be some system for kind of recycling this stuff.
そうだね、確かに。
If stuff just went into black holes and it never came out, well then how does this... That's where like the theory that things that go into a black hole are... there's like a universe inside of every black hole or something. So that's where the matter goes, into this other universe.
Right.
And eventually like this universe will just be depleted or something.
もうなんか入れてみればいいんじゃない?
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
What do you mean?
I'm sure they're going to send something into a black hole.
Ah, right, right.
Just to see what happens.
なんか見た方が早そう。
If we just send a satellite in there, and what if we maintained contact with it?
That would be so cool.
And it told us that it was like right next to Earth, but it wasn't.
That's going to be really crazy.
That'd be like a parallel universe thing.
Yeah. Parallel universe. やばいね。
Yeah, it's so strange. We don't really understand what these things are, but we know that they're there.
Yeah, I love reading about parallel universe and hologram のやつ.
What's that?
That the universe is just a hologram.
What does that mean?
Of like, well, it's just that it's kind of like we're just a program that someone built and all these don't exist.
Well, hologram is different than a program.You mean simulation theory?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a theory that this is all a simulation and this isn't actually real.
Yeah.
And that could...
It's fun.
The reason why that's possible is because eventually our technology will reach a level where we can create a simulation of this reality.
Oh.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
And if we put someone in that simulation, they wouldn't be able to distinguish between that and reality.
そうだね。So
what if that already happened...
Yeah.
And this is a simulation right now.
So cool.
And you're listening to this podcast and a simulation. This isn't even a real podcast.
I love thinking about it. It's fun. だって何? Grand Theft Auto とかさ、やってても、なんか、この主人公は自分がゲームの人だって知らないんだ。と思うと、it feels like it's possible. I'm serious.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, when I'm like punching around, nanka pedestrians, he doesn't know that I'm making him do it, right?
What's interesting about the idea of real is the it has this relationship with the idea of consequence, right? And so, what's the biggest difference between Grand Theft Auto and our reality? It's that there's no consequence,
right?
For the decisions in that game.
Right.
But sometimes it seems like in this reality, people behave as if there's no consequence. And then it kind of starts to feel like a simulation.
Like Justin Bieber.
Oh no, Justin Bieber's been brought up on this podcast. We're officially garbage.
I just saw this article about, なんか誰かが Facebook ですごいシェアしてるやつでさ、how...アメリカのテレビ it's criticizing American media because they're not talking about the この間の Ukraine protests but instead they're only talking about Justin Bieber
so it's just like
yeah だからどうなってんだみたいなのを見て確かにと思った and Justin Bieber is not even American you know
yeah
so
well even if he is
すごいよねみんなの気にしっぷりすごいよね、アメリカの。It's like everybody is in either love or hate relationship with him.
Yeah, but now we've been tricked into talking about how people are talking about Justin Bieber.
確かに。 No, でも consequence
and then,
といえばさ
and then now our listeners are going to talk about that. Our listeners are going to talk about how we talked about
and then he's going to trend on Twitter.
How other people are talking about Justin Bieber. So this is what happens.
そうだね。
Just feeding,
vicious cycle.
Feeding the trolls.
Vicious cycle. はい。
All legitimate conversation goes out the window. A 4,250-ton ghost ship full of rats is expected to crash into the western coast of the UK, Ireland, or Scotland sometime soon. The ship is a 40-year-old, 90-meter-long Yugoslavian liner and has been missing since it cut adrift while being towed across the Atlantic Ocean. It is assumed that the ship has not sank as it would have... has not sank as it would have activated the emergency beacons on the life rafts. The abandoned Yugoslavian liner is also likely full of diseased rats. The rats are diseased.
4250トンの巨大な幽霊船が UK の西海岸に近づいています。この幽霊船は元はユーゴスラビアの船で、大西洋を牽引されている途中に前の船から外れてしまい行方不明となっていました。この船は病気に感染した大量のネズミを乗せているとみられ警戒されています。やだね、ネズミ。
It's so hilarious that all the sources for this story really emphasize that the rats are sick.
Because I think
these are not healthy rats.
That's the only reason why they're concerned about this. だよ。それが上陸しちゃうから。
Yeah, we should get some vets on board.
This is really serious. なんかさ、この間さ、ニュージーランドの、あの、無人島に行ったじゃん。その時に、yeah.あのそこにネズミが人間と一緒に船に乗ってきちゃうとそこの生態系が崩れちゃうから They're making sure that there will be no rats on the island、
mm.
ever But they take like tourists and stuff so it's really difficult, right? So they put all the あのネズミ捕りの、あの箱でそこにネズミがかからないようかかるかずっとモニターしてんだってそれでも絶対年に1匹ぐらいは入ってくんだって
でも Why are the rats diseased? What if we came up with a vaccine for these rats?
I don't know What? 笑いすぎ何わかんないえだってそういうもんなんじゃないの、well, ネズミっていうのはネズミとかハトとかっていうのはさ病気を持ってるものなんでしょそういう
It's also funny how nobody cares about the rats
あそうだね確かに
Nobody cares about the rats、
まあ、いっぱいいるから
No one's like oh the disease they're diseased
あそっちかわいそうみたいな
I hope we can find the cure for these rats Right?
Yeah でもネズミっていうのはほら害獣っていうふうにカテゴライズされちゃってるから Like pest
Yeah
SoYou know, あんまり同情が得られない
But if we cured the rats, then it wouldn't be as dangerous, right?
でも何ネズミの存在自体がそういうない大事な鳥を殺しちゃったりとかさ、なんかすごいじゃん増え方がだから。
But it seems like they're really concerned about because there's already no one's worried about oh no the rat population in the UK. No, they have plenty of rats.
Mm.
They already have a bunch of rats. If 100 more rats
show up,
yeah, they're worried about the illnesses because that's right. how the black plague spread. Right,
right.
The bubonic plague. It was on the fleas on rats.
Right.
So these are diseased rats. So the concern is that these rats will mingle with the other rats in the UK yeah. or wherever.And then that disease could spread to people.
Yeah. So are you suggesting that we catch each of them and put vaccine for them?
No, I'm just curious about why these are always diseased rats. Or is it just assumed that they're diseased?
It's just like birds, like wild birds, like pigeons yeah. or I don't know.Those mammals.
Actually, they think that most of those flu varieties, like swine flu and bird flu, yeah, and like mad cow disease and these weird animal viruses are actually caused by the farming industry.
Oh.
And that's why it's in those specific categories that we tend to get those those illnesses.
Right, right. なんかあれでしょ、その家畜がの餌とかがすごいすごいものを食べさせてるからとかそういうやつでしょ。
Yeah, I don't know if the, like the if that's the cause.
Their own dead meat, like their own 同じ species の病気で死んだやつをガーってプロセスしてあげたりとか、
yeah, stuff
all
like
these、
that.
things. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know.、ね、でも幽霊船っていうとすごいドラマティックに聞こえるよね。This word.
Ghost ship.
Yeah.なんかだって車とかでさ abandoned car のこと幽霊車とか言わないじゃん別に。
Yeah.
船はさ海の上にいてこうずっと動いてるから確かに ghost ship って感じ。
Well, there's so many stories about ghost ships.
Right.
There's so many ships that had
昔のやつ
hundreds, if not like thousands of people on them, and then they just disappeared.
Oh.
I mean, we say it disappeared, but it probably sank.
Right.
Right. But we can't find the ship. So the story becomes, oh, this ship with all these people on it disappeared.
Because
we don't know where the ship is.
Yeah. そういうホラー映画とかもあるよね。
Yeah. And
wasn't it called Ghost Ship?
Yeah.
Right? そのまま。
Yeah. Movie titles like that, you can
忘れない。
remember.
そうだね。みんなそのままにしてよ。そうだよ。しちゃ忘れないから。
Yeah.You know about the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, Bermuda Triangle, 超好きだった。な、日本のテレビずっとやってたんだよね。多分私が小学校ぐらいの時かな。
What kind of programs did they have?
え、もう常に、なんかさ、そういうブームあるじゃん。なんか宇宙人とか、そういうミステリー的なのが流行る、なんかフェーズと、お笑いばっかりのフェーズととかあるじゃん。
Late 90s?
Probably. Like, マミが小学校ぐらいの時とか。
When they had like that moon landing hoax.Thing on Fox.
ああ、それわかんない。それと時期被ってたかわかんないけど、
mm.
それも流行ったね、確かに。
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Bermuda Triangle is really interesting.、
Mm.
Like all the weird cases and like the Marie Celeste.
Oh, well, that's nothing, right?
What's nothing?
Marie Celeste.
Oh, they found that ship.
I know, but like, なんかそのお話。とされてるものと実際はかなりかけ離れてるっていうか like in the myth it's like
oh, yeah,
wow
yeah.
but in reality it was kind of like oh, なんだみたいな it's not yeah. that shocking
yeah.
right I think
but there have been about 20 really well known cases of large ships
okay
that have become ghost ships
oh
so far
何があったのか分かんないと怖いよね
One interesting theory that they've come up with somewhat recently
yeah.
is methane hydrates. You know, recently there's a lot of talk about methane hydrates for energy.
Methane hydrate.
Well, there's a lot of that in the Bermuda Triangle area.
Okay.
And they think that these methane hydrate bubbles, it can like bubble up and change the water.
Huh.
Change the buoyancy of the water.
Ah, here.
And the methane hydrate bubbles up, changes the buoyancy of the water, and now certain ships will sink if they try to sail through that water.
Ah,
and that could have explained why some of these ships sank in the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay. Here.怖いね。
But the usual speculation was always like, oh, there's strange radio, what do you call it? Weird magnetic fields, electromagnetic fields and stuff.
Right, right.
And so some of these ships are going through there and some weird stuff is going on.
Yeah, yeah.
The instrument panels stop working on airplanes, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, そうだ。But that, そっか。
Like it causes things to malfunction, and that causes
people
to have accidents.
Huh? 船乗ってて沈んだら怖いよね。タイタニックみたいなことでしょ。 That sucks.
Yeah. Well, these ghost ships don't always sink, though.
そうだね。
yeah.
確かに。I love reading about Titanic の conspiracy theories. It's really interesting.
What kind of conspiracy theories are there for the Titanic?
すごいよ。あのなんかあれはなんかわざとだったみたいな。There's this historical background. なんかそのタイタニック運営してた会社があの何 financially に全然うまくいってなくて、So they needed the insurance money. That's their explanation. So they wanted that ship to sink. And they apparently had like two ships that look exactly the same. That's on Titanic to Moiko. They were supposed to be using the other one that was like relatively new instead of Titanic, because Titanic has had some accidents before with a different name on it. But they had these two ships look exactly the same, and then they ended up using Titanic, which was already kind of ちょっと壊れかかってる because they wanted the insurance money. That's the theory. So
how many times had Titanic sailed before its final voyage?
なんかその塗り直すまでは it wasn't called Titanic, and I think they had I don't know, like one or two accidents or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. でその
I thought they had just built it.
じゃないんだって。でそのでだから and then like there are some people who like decided not to be on it like last minute とか all those important people so they're just speculating that like those operating team の人は at least they knew that it was gonna
so how did they actually pull that off the moment when they're about to hit this iceberg
なんか this conspiracy theory
they
people
paid
are
off the scout to like not
no, they're saying that they didn't think that it would be that bad like なんかちょっとこするぐらいにしてインシュランスマニー取ろうと思ったらそれが失敗して思いっきり当たっちゃったみたいな so and there are some なんかそれをバックしてる evidences where like なんか船長じゃなくて誰かがそのバイナーキュラーなぜか持ってなかったとか there are a lot of weird stuff
it's just lazy
that are unexplained so I don't know it's really interesting though 読んだらまあ全然本当かどうか分かんないんだけど、It's like oh hey
it is weird they were saying it was unsinkable it was supposed
そうそうそう
to be totally unsinkable
そうそう
the safest ship
yeahなのに真っ二つだからね。
It kind of reminds me of like nuclear power plants. Doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, how funny.
Seriously though, isn't that similar?
Yeah, well...
To say that a ship is unsinkable is like the same thing as saying that a nuclear power plant can't fail.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
そうね。Yeah, never say never. You never know.
Anyways...A recent study has found that using mouthwash can raise blood pressure and increase users' risk of having a heart attack. The study compared the blood pressure of 19 healthy volunteers who began using Corsodil, a brand of mouthwash, twice per day. Their blood pressure rose by between 2 and 3.5 units. Amrita Ahluwalia.
Wow.
Butchered that.Amrita Ahluwalia, the researcher who conducted the study, explained that the cause for the increase in blood pressure is the death of important bacteria in the mouth, responsible for relaxing blood vessels.
最新の研究でマウスウォッシュを使うと血圧が上がり心臓病のリスクが増加すると発表されました。19人の健康な被験者に1日2回マウスウォッシュを使用させたところ2から 3.5 ほど血圧の上昇が見られました。研究者によると、口の中で血管を広げる作用を持つバクテリアがマウスウォッシュによって死んでしまい、血圧が上がるのではないかということです。1日2回がダメなのかな ?1 日1回だったらどうなんだろう
?Well, the more you use it,
the worse, right?
The less of those little bacteria guys that you have.
Die. That's so sad.Do you use mouthwash?
Yeah.
日本だった。これ何？どこのブランド？アメリカのブランド？今の。
That I'm using?
No, no, no.
Oh,
このアルコのやつ。
I don't know. No, it's sold in the UK and in the United States, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Kind of guessing.
Okay.
But whatever.
私も使ってるけど、でも夜しか使ってないの。
Well, mouthwash does not need to be antibacterial.
Oh.
You could just use salt water.
Ah, そういうこと?
Yeah.
あと、あれ、なんだっけ? Honey? No, not honey.
No. Worst advice ever. Just switch some honey around in your mouth.
No, coconut oil.
Also a bad idea.
Why?
Because coconut oil has an enormous amount of calories. Bacteria will get right on that. Like bad bacteria.
Oh. じゃあ salt water がいいの?
Or mouthwash that isn't antibacterial.
そんなのあんの? だって isn't it supposed to kill germs?
Yeah.
So, あんのそんなの? Antibacterial mouthwash?
Well, they have soap that's not antibacterial too.
Yeah, but... まあね。I don't know. I need to check. でも、確かに嫌だよね。
But it's the same problem with soap. If you use soap that's antibacterial, and almost all the soap is antibacterial, it destroys the natural flora of your skin. And you have bacteria that's supposed to be on your skin. You're supposed to have a certain...
Right.
Culture of bacteria going on your skin, and if you don't have that, then you're actually more susceptible to skin infection.
Yeah, 難しいね。なんかいろいろ気をつけることがあってさ。
Well, not really. You just have to use body soap that's not antibacterial.
But it's much harder to find. It's not like you can go to convenience and find.
But the thing is, we create these problems for ourselves. We invent these things and we.Market these things, and we.
もうみんなアンタイバクテリアの売ってくれればいいのにね。You know.
You mean not antibacterial?
Yeah, not antibacterial. Yeah.
Bacterial. No way.
Bacterial
と言ったら、it comes with bacteria.
逆にキモい。逆にキモいわ。
Just rub these bacteria all over your body.
Non-antibacterial soap.
But.You're familiar with the idea of probiotics, right? They put probiotics in the yogurt here a lot, right? So you look at the yogurt and it's like, oh, there's these little guys.
生きた乳酸菌をお届けしますってやつでしょ?
They're selling probiotic water now.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
何が入ってんの? What?
Bacteria.
だから殺菌してないってことか。変な風に。
I don't know. But it's probiotic water.
Okay.
It's supposed to help your digestion.
And
I forgot what it was called or whatever, but I was drinking it the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't notice anything.
Oh.
But I don't know if I'm supposed to notice anything right away.
Yeah, それはそうじゃない? そんな急に一本飲んだぐらいでわかるの?
But I might try it. I might try like drinking that sometimes.
それ何?日本に売ってんの?
日本しか売ってない。
What is it called?
I don't know. I forgot. I threw it away.I have the bottle somewhere. But it was kind of an interesting idea for a product.
そうだね。
I was like, hey, that might make sense.
そうだね。
Maybe. Or it could be bad for you. I have no idea.
I have no idea. でも mouthwash は、でもたまにすごい辛い mouthwash あるじゃん。あの、
yeah.
口痛い、ベロ痛いみたいな。あれとか結構、yeah. これって粘膜に悪くないのかなって思う時はあった、ちょっと。
It's weird because they do that on purpose because people, they do these focus groups, these marketing studies, and people are like, oh, it's working.
Ah,
聞いてる。
そっか。まあ聞いてる感じがするってやつか。あのガムってあるじゃん。ガムが出してるなんかナイトケアみたいなやつで辛くないのがあるの。あれが一番いい。なんか全然辛くないんだけど、朝めっちゃスッキリしてる。
ガムで。
うん。ガムってブランドのね、マウスウォッシュね。
You know, I was I did the I had a lot of weird random jobs in the past, but one of them that I did was I had to test all these different energy drinks.
Okay.
So they had like, I'm not gonna say who the company was, but it was a Japanese company. They were making these energy drinks. And they wanted to sell it. Well, whatever.Details aside, I had to try like 8 different flavors of this energy drink. Like,
Ew.
Take shots of this energy drink.
Ew.
And they were saying, like, this one's really like ksuri boy.
Oh.
You know? and this one's like this. And the what's actually inside the shot is the same. It's just they're changing this weird chemical to change the flavor. So they all have the exact same effect or lack of effect. It's exactly the same. So I'm sitting there like drinking all the like shots and trying to help them figure out which one they should use.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. And then I passed out on the train right after.
What? Nande?
I don't know.
逆に疲れた?
Yeah, I fell asleep. I never fall asleep on the train. I took all those energy shots, and on the way home, I sat down on the train, and I just buckseat.
何それ?
Done. Missed my stop.
逆効果. Like,
yeah.
逆効果.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not a fan of energy drinks. It's I don't know. 全然体にいい感じじゃないじゃん.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, yeah, why so, drink this?
It doesn't seem like mouthwash would actually be good for you.
So, nah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to consume it.
And all the... It seems like most of the stuff that we do for our teeth is not good for us, like the fluoride stuff, too. Like, in... They don't do that in Japan, but in the United States, there's a chemical...
水道にね。
Called fluoride. What is it in Japanese?
Fuso?
Fuso.
Yeah.
And they put that in the water supply.
Yeah.
So if you want to get water out of your tap, it has fluoride in it.
Yeah.
You can't turn the fluoride off.
And,
yeah, so you're just...
No choice.
You're just drinking tons of this fluoride your entire life if you're living in the U.S.
Yeah.
And all it does is reduce the rates of cavities that they see. But you don't need fluoride. And if you wanted fluoride, you could easily get fluoride and brush your teeth with fluoride separately.
So, fluoride, でも味付きのやつとかね、いろいろあるんだよ。
It's so weird that they forced the whole population to drink this fluoridated water.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's bad for your pineal gland. It calcifies it. Because certain chemicals, certain things bioaccumulate in different parts of the body sometimes.
Right, right.
And
oh,
so
that sucks.
All this fluoride like accumulates in your pineal gland and it can...
最悪じゃん.
It's like not good for you.
What?
So then there's all these people in the US that are like, how do we decalcify our pineal glands? And so they have all these different things they try to do to reduce the calcification of their pineal gland that occurred from the fluoridation of the water supply that they were drinking their whole lives.
That's so messed up.
Isn't that weird?
Tap water 飲まない方がいいね、だからアメリカは。
But they do. In Japan, people don't drink tap water that much. But it's much better than it is in the States.
I bet. 結構頑張ってるもんね、水道局が去年か一昨年ぐらいからさ、タップワーター飲んでくださいって言って、飲めますよみたいな。
Is that the little water drop character? Don't they have like the little water drop character?
これちっちゃいステッカーとかになってるやつでしょ?
And he has like a little hand.
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is what they do in Japan. We're like,
そうだね、何でも。
I'll be driving and I'm stuck in traffic for like an hour. And I'm like, what is going on? And I get to the front of the traffic and it's like, oh, we're working on Suido. And it has the little cute water guy. And it's like, stop trying to like...
そうだね。
Like, make me not upset with this cute water.
あの工事とかもそうじゃん。なんか猫みたいなとか虎みたいのがさ、工事のなんかヘルメットかぶってお辞儀してるやつとか、すみませんみたいな。
Yeah, they always
何でも可愛くするからね。
They always make it cute.
Yeah. Only in Japan.
In the States, the attitude is like, shut up, we're working. We're doing this for you, so shut up.
そうだね。
That's the attitude in the States.
Yeah.
In Japan, it's like, we're sorry. Here's a cute character. It's a totally different approach.
To make you feel a little better.
Yeah.
そうだね。かわいいな、日本は。はい。お話終わり。スペースアルクっていう、スペースアルクのインタビューの記事が今日出てたので見てください。
Yeah, I saw that.
なんかね、前半と後半に分かれてて、前半は結構バイリンガルニュースとは何かみたいなことだけ書いてあるんだけど、後半になんかこう英語を勉強するにはどうしたらいいかみたいなのを、まあ、マミが勉強した自分の経験から喋ったみたいなのが明後日ぐらい多分出るはずなので見てください。あとアプリね、アップデートするんだよね。
Yeah, I submitted the update like 4 days ago.
Yeah, Apple 待ちです。 アップルさんお願いしますね。
Everything takes so long
ね、なんでだろうね。
Yeah, because people are saying like this is broken and this is broken. It's like, yeah, I fixed that like
four days ago,
like a week ago, and I submitted it like four days ago.
Yeah,
it's kind of it kind of sucks that it's not just out.
あとあのアプリを買ってくれて開いて真っ白だったりした場合、バグであのダブル課金されることはないはずなので、もう一回開いてみたら多分できるはず。で、あの一個のあの商品に2回課金されるっていうのはないはずなので、
yeah.
そう、安心してください。あとあの
If it's messed up, just delete it and then reinstall.
Yeah,
that's the best you can do.
そうね、今はね1回消して
Or just wait for the update.
Yeah, 1回消してもう1回インストールしてもらうか、アップデートがもうすぐ多分アプローブされるはずだから、
Or you could just straight up delete it.
No. で、アプリなんかね、あのいろんなコメント見ててちょっと伝わってないかなって思うとこがあったので、あのアプリ iPhone 使ってる人はあのこう何単語をセレクトし長押ししてセレクトすると辞書の機能が出てくるから、そこに行くともう他のアプリとかに行かずにバイリンガルニュースアプリ内でもう辞書が使えます。あとあの例えば20ページぐらいまで読んで、でアプリ他のアプリ使ったりとかして、でまたバイリンガルニュースアプリに戻ると、その20ページのところであのしおりみたいにあの記憶されてるはずなので、そこまでまたスクロールしなくてもいけるようにしてあります。はい。
あ、oh, we fixed the Japanese text select.
あ、そう。いやいやいや。
But if you've already downloaded a transcriptAnd you want to be able to use that function now,、mm. you have to delete the app and reinstall the app so it'll reinstall all of the,、
yeah.
the transcripts. Because、yeah. we have the data actually stored on the phone so you can、mm. use it offline.
Right.
But because of that, to get the latest transcript where the Japanese selection works, you have to reinstall it.
So once you download the text, you can see it offline, yeah?
Yeah.
そう、なんかこれもなんかオフラインだと見れないって言ってる人何人か見たんだけど、多分一回ダウンロードしたら
That's just because the archive thing isn't working right now.
ああ、そっか。
じゃあ、archive が直れば It's fixed in the new version.
OK。じゃあちょっと次のアップデートでそれもオフラインでも見れるようになるはず、ちゃんと。いや、ちょっとね、大変だね。いろいろ。でもね、
For everybody, not just me.
でもね、あの、Twitter の、あの、楽しい英単語っていうアカウントあるじゃん、とか楽しい、あのすごい大きい they have like 何すごい人数の followers and they would always like retweet us and they'll talk to us and stuff、
yeah.
その中の人があのブログの記事を書いてくれて、あのバイリンガルニュースアプリについてすごい感動した。 He's like he bought a t-shirt too、
oh.
Thank you
優しい
そう、それでなんかその人も文字起こししたことあるんだって。でなんか1時間半分のが の, あの文字起こしが3日ぐらいかかったから、あのすごい大変だと思いますみたいな、それ100円なんて安いですねみたいな言ってくれたの、その人が。超優しくない？もう感動した私は。あとあのスマホのアプリのレビューの記事書いてくれた人もいたよね。
Yeah.
それもあのバグには一切触れずなんかすごいいいねレビューしてくれたの、
うん、
優しい、びっくりした。Yeah, so,
もうちょっとまっすぐ行ってもいいけどね。 That it's buggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
でも maybe it didn't happen to him, I don't know.
Yeah, it seems fine for a lot of people. It's just,
そうバグがね全然ない人もいればバグだらけみたいな人もいるんだよね、なんか、yeah. だからもうちょっと次のアップデートがアップルからあの承認降りれば治ってる部分がいっぱいあると思うので、ちょっと待ってください。 That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
終わり
です。
また Wait、木曜日、次木曜日。Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bye,
bye.